brothers and sisters to the Smart Sisters Show. It has been a minute since I did a full show, but I'm back. Finally got this lighting and stuff together so I don't look like an alien from outer space. But anyway, Lord, there has been so much stuff going on till I don't even know where to begin. But today, I'm just going to talk about Whoopi and Joe Rogan and some damn senator. I don't even know where from. I just heard the bullshit he was talking about. Now, first of all, I'm going to start with the sister, Whoopi Goldberg. Now, everybody's having a heart attack over what she said, which was the truth, you know, but she got to explain to everybody and apologize on every damn show known to man when she said the Jews weren't a race. Her last name is Goldberg, so she identifies as a Jew. So how are the Jews a race? Can somebody, if she won and she black, but they don't think they black, even though Jewish people came from black Jews out of Ethiopia and mixed with everybody under the sun. So I always say, well, where did you get that nose? Where did you get that nappy hair? Where did you get that booty from? Okay. You are not a race of people. It's just the clear definition of a race. They don't meet. They're an ethnicity. They're a culture. They're a religion. How else can Whoopi Goldberg be a Jew then? If that's the case. Or I guess you say, well, she's not really because she doesn't have a bloodline. Well, the bloodline still leads back to black folks. So she got to explain what she said. It was man's cruelty against man. More than just Jews got killed by Hitler. Okay, go back and read and figure it out. Anybody that he thought was going to destroy the Aryans got killed. So it wasn't just the Jews. And the Jews were the ones that went in and mixed with everybody. That's why they don't now. That's why they stay separate as much as they can. That's why they say never again. Same thing. So I'm not anti-Semitic before y'all get started with that. And what is a Semite? I have always asked that question. It's semi means half of something. Okay, so I am not going to say that because I can't be anti-Semitic in that sense because you got my blood running through your veins, even though you don't want to admit it. Okay, so, you know, why she's got to explain away everything. However, Joe Rogan just said some bullshit about what's black. You know, you got to be dark. You got to, some bullshit I heard that he said. Black folks ain't all up in arms. You know what we need to do is start doing just like what everybody else does. Anytime there's any question of anything you say, we need to go the fuck off like everybody else does. Okay? Here he is on there trying to explain what is black and what. Where the fuck are you getting the authority to do that? And you just put your foot in your mouth talking about, what was it? Talking about the coronavirus and giving so-called misinformation. Then here you got Neil Young pulling his music. And then Joni Mitchell. You know, all these people, oh, how can he, you know, pass on all this bad information? I'm pulling my catalog. I'm pulling my catalog. All these people jumping on the bandwagon. I didn't even see black folks pulling their shit that I ain't never heard of. But anyway, you know, it's always one. But they said Spotify probably lost a couple of billion dollars. Okay, so white folks, since you are so progressive and you're not racist and you're all about humanity and blah, 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 then why Whoopi gotta make a statement and ask for forgiveness for a small little statement that she said, which is true. Jews are not a race. Okay, but she gotta apologize. Joe Rogan can get on there and got millions of followers and say any fucking thing. And you know, when Neil Young said, you picked me and him, they picked him because he the one bringing in money. Who the fuck listens to Neil Young? But anyway, okay, they made their choice. And then all of y'all white folks are appalled and you pull your money and you cancel. You know, but black folks get killed by the damn police every day. I don't see any white people pulling their money out of cities or boycotting a city for what they did. You know, you'll come get in a little Black Lives Matter rally and try to take that over, but come in and do that and then you go home. I don't see nobody doing no mass boycotts of fucking Nike for slave labor and everything else, or how they treat black athletes. What? See, that's the bullshit. That's the hypocrisy. That's the ignorant shit that I get so sick of, and that white people do not know. No. Cut. You pick and choose what you want to support, which is your right to do, just like it's our right to do. But look at the hypocrisy of all that. You worrying about a little statement Joe Rogan made that got $100 million to join Spotify. Who the fuck you think Spotify is going to go with? Okay, they didn't invest in a shitload of money. So they're going to make sure he keeps being out there and keeps being controversial, because that's what's bringing in the people. And then he got his following, a little ignorant ass folks that like to follow him. Okay? So I really don't appreciate... Okay, you all doing all this shit, and then I look the other way and look around, and you ain't boycotting shit else. Pull your shit from a whole lot of things that you think is a wrong move. You don't. So that's why I'm saying, even so-called white people that are trying to deal with their racism, that are trying to be fair, you still, as my mother would say, got dog hair in your shit, because you're not going to go across the board and do it. You're not. And so you need to quit the hypocrisy of talking like you are. I'm not saying white folks can't work on their racism and try to help and do some things, but the help is going to have to start truly benefiting the community they're supposed to be helping, or you just talking. It's just bullshit. It's just like black folks just talking if they don't get out here and do something. And the onus always falls on us, even though we're not the ones at fault. You are, white folks. But the onus always falls on us. What we doing. My solution is, y'all already know how I feel. Cut bait. Get up out of there. Stop. Stop participating in shit that does not want you. That's all. And trust me, many a white woman, white man, everybody, we stop messing with them, stop fixing their food, stop having sex with them, stop letting them steal all of our shit, they gonna be upset. And we can be chilling, sitting back, going on about our business. See, that's what's gotta happen. People that's cool, work with them, be cool with them. People that are not, bye. I don't have to keep taking your bullshit. See, and more and more black folks are starting to wake up to the fact that we are not accepted. People don't give a damn, for the most part. Not everybody, nothing is absolute, but primarily, yes. So if we start to say, wait a minute, maybe I ought to think about that shit, because they ain't doing nothing here. Look at Biden. What, he wrote one little funky ass executive order that they say that was a carbon copy of one that Obama had written. And y'all already know the ones, anything he did didn't have no teeth in it for us. And I was a strong supporter until I woke up and smelled a roach spray. Okay, so here come Biden. Year holiday. Okay, Juneteenth. Okay, whatever. Kamala, worthless as tits on a boar hog. Okay, nothing. Then this newest thing, said nothing, will do nothing, but he giving billions of dollars to everybody else. Okay. So all y'all bisexuals, just go and admit it. You just got to admit it. He ain't doing shit. He ain't said shit about police reform. Okay. None of that stuff. Not one issue that is important to the black person has he dealt with. Anything he does is something that supports everybody. And even the bullshit executive order was supposed to include everybody, include Latinos, include, you know, we can't never get nothing just by ourselves. No. He can't be a nigga lover. Oh, no. Because he's still Jim Crow Joe. All right. He ain't changed. And then now he's going to guarantee that a black woman will be picked as a Supreme Court justice. And so that brings me to the shit that the senator or from wherever said that, you know, she, what kind of qualifications, you know, she might not know, you know, a law book from a J. Crew catalog. Now, you know, that was a hit on Michelle, low key, not even low key. Think about it. Michelle is an attorney. She wore J. Crew clothes. So that's hitting on Michelle Obama and any other black woman that thinks she's strong enough to think that she could be a Supreme Court justice. Well, I wouldn't want to be one of the racist ass fucking court, because they ain't did shit for people neither. Nobody. And especially us. Like I said, justice is blind, but she can smell black people. Okay, so if we get a black female justice, okay. And what's that going to do? What is that going to do? Is it, 'cause 9 times out of 10, they conservative as fuck is how they got to where they are at. And if I hear one more white person talk about qualifications after who just left as president, I think I'm going to explode. It's already a proven study. Black women are more educated than any other group in the United States, including white men. We get our education, okay? We have PhDs, degrees, masters, you name it. And that's why Biden need to get rid of this student loan debt, because we got more than the law allow. I know I do, okay? And it's just insane that they have the gall to sit up here and talk about qualifications. That little Amy Barrett, little basic ass heifer. How much time does she have on the bench? How much experience does she have? Did she go to Ivy League schools? I don't even know. I couldn't tell you. All these sisters are Ivy League. So that means they have studied your shit. And they can get out of it. They can handle it. I went to Marquette University. Ooh. So, but that means that I can deal and I can navigate, and I got through your system. How about that? Okay. They kill me with this qualification shit when most of us are more qualified than anybody, because we always got to do twice as much to get half as far. We've been told that since we were kids, and it's true. We're better than most, but you never get the opportunity. And if you do, you're going to be held to a much higher standard than anybody else. Always, that was my whole life in corporate America. And I just don't do it. You all know me. I have quit so many damn jobs, I can write a book. Okay, I do not put up with bullshit. My ancestors did too much to get me to where I am today for me to sit up and slap them in the face by, okay, boss. Yes, a master, sir. Not me. Oh, no, 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 no. And that's why I'm saying, people, it's the time to stand up. Like Martin Luther King said, can't nobody ride your back unless it's bit. As long as we've been, we can't go that far. Nah. Y'all need to slow down. So it's been 300 years. I think that's slow enough. and all these people saying all this bullshit, the black woman got a, and I'm no lover of Whoopi, but I will support in the sense that she, why is she held to a standard? And I wouldn't be apologizing every damn word. Cause I'd be like, what did I say that was wrong? What did I say that was a lie? You show me the lie and then I'll apologize. And they know they can't do it. So they, you all sensitive over some shit like that. When she said it was man's inhumanity to man, she didn't write off and say it didn't happen. You know, it wasn't that bad. What are y'all talking about? Blah, blah, blah. Nothing. She's a Jew. She's a Jew. So what's the problem? But all these other damn people can get on in media and talk about us like a goddamn dog. And what happens to them? Nothing. Nothing. And that's what I'm saying, black folks, get it together. So when people, all these microaggressions, and then a lot of it is not micro at all. They just say the shit and don't care. Tucker Carlson. Fox ain't no fucking way news. Okay. What do we do? Well, fuck it. We got other fish to fry, which we do. But what if we were just as offended and pissed about all the shit that's been happened and been said about us? Look at this new football coach. And more other people are coming out the woodwork to talk about the racism in the NFL. Well, what if all the brothers on Super Bowl all called in sick with COVID? How about that? See, we need to start doing some dramatic shit like that. What would those people do? You can't replace a whole team. That's why numbers are important. If everybody called in, you know, if all of the defense players on each team called in, what they gonna do? You gonna have that halftime show opening up the show. I don't even know who it is this year, but you notice they always pair a black person with whoever boring ass white group they have. If you notice that, you know, Katy Perry had to be with, who was it, Missy Elliott or some damn body. You know, here come Beyonce. Well, when we out there, we don't need no help. Okay, Bruno Mars, Beyonce, what? We good. But when you get, you know, Maroon 5, who the fuck listens to him other than y'all? So you always got to bring in something. Now, here at the NFL, 70% black. Is the black office 70% black? Is it 50% black? No. Is it 20% black? No. The only black folks is the ones out there on that field, and maybe one or two, maybe, if you're lucky. I did some research, and hell, Asians has got more because they're handling IT or whatever. It's, they're more represented in the back office than we are. So come on now, people. It's just, you got to give it up. You got to give it up. It's time out for this bullshit. I don't know what else to say. So that's why I am working on my stuff, my business stuff, my networking, for us to start making the money and doing the things we need to do to be successful. And it's time out for this shit. I'm bringing it up because I want us to start thinking in terms of critically figuring out what the hell is going on and how to work around it. Yes, this is Black History Month. Yes, I'm going to talk about stuff, put up stuff on my page, whatever, because half of us still don't know the contribution that we've made to this country. You know, when I hear, oh, good old boys, all nigger, go back to Africa because you ain't contributed nothing here. And somebody black invented touches their life every damn day. Okay. And I ain't just talking about Bubba and Cooter. See, that's the other thing. We want to put everything on Bubba and Cooter when you got, senators, presidents, and everybody else. doing and saying the same damn thing. So black folks that want to stick your head in the sand like an ostrich, your ass hanging out, and we getting ready to come by and give you a swift kick in it so we can wake up and start getting this stuff done that we need to get done. I'm all about action. Okay, not reaction. We always reactive. No, you gotta be offensive, not defensive all the time. Speaking of football. So I would so love if some brothers would just not play. What they gonna do? Same thing with, that's another reason I got mad at Obama's ass calling LeBron James. Same thing with basketball. If brothers say, you know what? You're not playing. What they gonna do? Fire all of us? That's the power we have. We have power, people. I love Godfrey, the comedian, when he was talking about black women, how they always want to talk about black women but steal all of our shit. And you know what, Godfrey? You know, you might, if you ain't married. But anyway, somebody get this video to him. But that's the thing, Godfrey is right. Like I said, you're doo-doo, we're the shit. Okay? Everybody, like he said, copies every single thing that we do. Our hair, our look, our makeup, our clothes, how we, like he said, our mannerisms, what we say, girl, all of that. Trying to make their hair do what we do it all. Okay? And look damn good doing it. Okay, look at how many decades I am in age. Don't look it though. I'm not falling apart, cracking, looking like a road map running in my damn face. Okay, so you have everybody, ooh, how did you do? Oh, some shea butter. Can I have some shea butter, please? You know, we look damn good all the way up till we up out of here, you know. Y'all already see how good we can look at 80, 90, 100. And other folks done cracked, faced and fell on the ground, you know, wishing they did look this good. So what they do, they project their own inferiority on us to make us feel like, well, whatever. No, no, baby. No, no. The shit. The shit. Okay, and the more you get that confidence and start feeling like, wait a minute, I'm in control because I'm asking you black people, what is it gonna feel like when you are totally free? You have the choice. You have the choice. We still in a fucked up situation, but you have the choice to deny the lie and get away from all this bullshit and free your mind. Can you free your mind where I can go out or my son or daughter could go to the store and I don't have to worry that the police might kill them on the way home? See, people don't, do you know all that stress? How much it has weighed on us and we still look this good with all that. Now imagine if we didn't have none of that. That's why I want to live in another country. What is it going to feel like when all that stuff is off of you? You don't have to worry about none of that. You will truly be a citizen. Look at this shit with the Voting Rights Act. What the fuck we need a Voting Rights Act for if we're Americans? If we're Americans, what do we need that for? The law should apply across the board. So we should need a special legislation. That's bullshit. Native Americans don't have one. Asians don't have one. Latinos don't have one. Why we gotta have one? And if it's talking about voting rights across the board, that's everybody. So you're not gerrymandering and doing all that shit. That's everybody. It shouldn't have to be something just for us. So they gotta sign it every 20 years so you can keep voting. What kind of bullshit is that? But you're American. You're American. American. Miss me with that. Miss me. Because you and I both know it's not true. The same shit does not apply for us. It does not. And anybody still in denial and want to keep talking about it is, you crazy. Because it's all right there for you. We'll be still apologizing for saying nothing that wasn't true. All these other damn folks can lie, talk, do whatever, critical race theory that's not even taught. But the fuck, what if it was? I don't care about your damn feelings. I want the truth. What about the lies and the garbage our children have been taught and having to accept and spit back on a test to you to get out of your damn schools? What about that? You know, look at these. Like I said, an old racist dog is the same. Just like a old faithful hound dog. Look at them talking about burning books. You know, what year is it again? We've totally gone backwards. Just backwards. You racist white folks talking about burning books, talking about banning shit, talking about, ooh, we can't have no critical race theory, talking about, oh, what is going on here? Sounds like the same old shit, that same old crazy, mad, racist white face you saw in all the pictures from the 60s. Don't some of them folks from the insurrection look like that? And look at that. They sitting up here, then scale the wall, smearing shit on everything, all up in some shit. Them same old phase that we've seen before. They still there, and they just get more and more empowered, and more people are seeing the bullshit that we done told y'all white folks all along, and then all the liberal white folks, oh, I don't understand. Why is that? This is insane. What? Because you're the same people that always been there that y'all didn't do shit about. That's why. Man, I'm done. That's it for this. For this show, I kind of turned this into a rant, which y'all know I always do. But go ahead. Pass this on to anybody you think will like it, that if you agree, if you disagree, leave a comment. This is the YouTube station, but I usually turn this show into a podcast as well. And you can catch my podcast everywhere. Apple, on Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all of them. You can find this podcast there. And I'd appreciate if you go support, check it out. Just check it out. See what you like. I'm going to start putting out something a little more regularly and get back into what, I want this channel to be, where you hear another voice, somebody that's saying something different than the bullshit you hear every day on lamestream media or some of these crazy, other folks that have YouTube stations that ain't talking about nothing. Okay? They just promoting the same old, same old. And then I'm not on here talking about gossip and bullshit. So if y'all already saw my other ratchet rant about Tasha K and Cardi B, like I said, I'm glad Cardi won. I'm not a big fan of none of that mess. Because like I said, black people have bigger fish to fry. But that's just it. We got to stop all this low brain, low vibration bullshit and just outright lying on people. Okay? So I will see y'all next week. Thanks for coming by and have a great week.